Hey guys, and welcome to the Family Business Indaba podcast.
We are the voice of African family business, promoting generational wealth and generational legacies.
And my name is Susan Tendi.
And I am Nikia Amani.
And we're going to be taking you through the journey of African family business. Hi, Silvana.
Hi, Cece.
How are you doing?
How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for joining us today for this session. We're so excited to hear from you and so excited to learn from you as well.
Thank you so much for your invitation. It's a real pleasure to be here and to contribute with this conference and with the family business of all around the world.
Right, so I'm just going to give you the floor, let you introduce yourself and go right into your presentation.
Thank you so much. Well, I'm Silvana Mariel Muñoz from Argentina. I'm an agricultural engineer and I'm coach since 25 years ago as agricultural engineer and 20 years of executive coach. And I work with all the people with family business, entrepreneurships, women. But some years ago, the last one focused on family business. I have 20 years of experience working with farmers, but now I'm working with all the sectors. So just I want to share with you some of my experience about work with the emotional world, and how it affects the things that we do and the results. And this is the event. This event is a break in our life and disruptive event. And we don't know exactly how to manage with this. Our emotions are on surface and we need to have some concepts and understand how it can function in the family business system. So let me share my presentation. I just want to check if you listen me, if you can hear me and see the presentation, please. I love to work with a family business of all around the world with all the cultures. And what I can find is that we are all too similar. Maybe the diverse thing is the way we resolve the problems. So these sort of things that I want to share with you about emotional work is common for us, for all of us. Maybe we manage them in different ways. Can you check if you can see the presentation, please?
Yes, we can see.
Thank you so much. So, just to begin, the title was Fun Biz and Emotional Business. And now what? What is the next step we need to do? And if it is a time of a tactic or a strategic, no? And how we can lead this emotion world, this emotional world, efficiently for have a resilient future? So, just give me a second. Sorry, please. So here, the next one. This is the session roadmap that we are going to share today. Some introduction lights, highlights, some common things that we are looking about this event. We are having a lot of webinars, a lot of virtual meetings these days, during this last month. To help and to learn about what is happening and how to manage the uncertain times, no? So this is the map we are going to go through. We can see some concept of how we can redesign for a new dynamic order these times, because this is one of the concerns of the family business of all of us and of all of us, yes? It has a little delay, so. So this is a black swan. We are talking about this event as an unexpected disruptive event that occurred out of all our plannings. Even if we talk about what if, for everyone, it's out of the plannings we could make. So now what? This is a system crisis, I think, that requires a solution built by a systemic world, no? A systemic community. So we find in this situation, like in a big storm with a broken umbrella, like the picture can show us. And we don't know how to ask for help or where, because we are all in the same situation and it's an event that never before happened. So it's a new opportunity. I want to call this crisis, but looking at as opportunity. So in this time, I like to show you this graphic that is too known for everyone, but is adequate to use in this moment. Because depending in which zone we stand up, we can have more possibilities to action, to act and to take actions, to have the adequate results, yes? So the first question I do for you is that do a reflection about who am I right now? And who are we right now as family business? I know that here maybe there are a lot of consultants and advisors and researchers and a lot of family business members. So this is a problem that we need to resolve all together. And it's nice to and it's adequate to think about where are we now in this zone, and what are our emotions in these zones? No, we see that we can see that in the first step of this event, we have a lot of panic. We were panicking, and we didn't know where we can go and what we do. So. We were in the fair zone, no? But then adapting day by day to the situation and looking for solutions all together and talking about the things, we could go to the learning zone, to this place where we can find some new solutions to new problems, because the problems that are now, they are in the same that even the founders that passed through the First and the Second War had them the same situation, the same context, the technology, the innovation, the instant communication that we have now didn't occur in this crisis, no? So it's a new event, all for create and all for overcome, I say. So the question that I do is, after this, which sort of family business we want to be, or who are we want to be as family business, or as identity, and who I want to be as founder or as member in the future. I talk about the future because it's my proposal to think this standing up in the future. Because if we keep in the diagnosis of today, we are going to act the same way we came acting, yes? we come acting before. We were acting before. And for this, we need to do some changes in, or innovations in our way of being, of talking, of living, and of resolving things and operating. So if we see this this song, we know that if we keep doing the same the things in the same way, we will not resolve the new problems. The magic operates in the future, in the magic zone, in the zone out of the box, like we usually do, no? Or we usually say we need to think out of the box. So the other day I was running a workshop with some next gen students in Italy, and I did before with another universities and next gen people, and most of them were family members, and it was nice to analyze the world, the family business problems and challenge 5 years forwards, and the solutions that we can find for this from their perspective and point of view. If we did this before, 2 or 3 months before, we have the same problems maybe or challenges, but range it in another level, in another position, no? But now it's too clear that we need to accelerate the succession plannings to work the conflict. I can show you in detail if we see the surface challenge and problems. We can see these views of the people, and I was participating in different webinars and events all this month, and they are similar. They are the things that we saw are too similar, and obviously is the way we need to take a look to this, no? Innovation that the founder found so hard to do, because they are accustomed to do the things in one way, and they fear the innovation sometimes, especially when they are in the first generation, because they think that maybe the structure of the family business could change, or the essential things of the family business could change. So this is the time to ensure them that the innovation is all about the things that we need to change. Not about the values, not about the mission, not about the culture of the family business, not about the way to see the life through the family business and the contribution to the society. But yes, we need to see that we have an acceleration process of the system, of the economy, of the market, of the society. So we can avoid the innovation. Maybe we need to see how we are going to innovate. And this is the time to have these sort of talks in the family. So the conflicts could be harder or could be high in this moment because the unlocked and the time that you are locked down and sharing a lot of time maybe with the families. So the emotional world and the mood are more in the surface, are maybe not easy to manage because we are thinking in the problem and how to survive especially how to survive. There are a lot of family business that maybe are thinking about close their windows, their doors, close their business. And this is the question, do we preserve the family? Do we need to preserve the property or do we need to preserve the business? Well, these are all the questions that surely they are doing daily as in long term, medium term, and the short term. No? So, and this is the iceberg depth where we can see what are the things we need to work hardly. We need to work deeply. As consultant, as directory board, as family, as ownerships and shareholders, and even between clients and shareholders and stakeholders, yes? So we have a long way to work about this, and this is not a D-Day, it's a way to go all together. So this is the highlight that I don't want to be to saturate you, because I think that all these days, all these conferences that you have before the sessions that you have earlier and before, surely they were talking about all of this. And I want to go to the point that where I can add you some value. So it isn't the beauty of the tower where we can put our watch, our view as admiration. We need to do deep foundations where the new order could be sure and could stay for a long time. That means. We need to work on the sustainability of the farm base for new events that could happen in the future. Thinking about what if it came another event like this. Maybe we were prepared for this. I think that this COVID-19, this coronavirus, I say it's a wonderful mirror of how we were being and how we were doing our things and what things we haven't resolved till here. So it's a time to be sincere with ourselves, with our family business, with our systems, and see what the mirror is reflecting to us. Yes, this is the first step to change what we need to change. So this event produces in ourselves all these sort of emotions and even more. We can register 120 or more emotions and moods. The emotions are temporary. And the mood are permanently. The difference is where we stand up. If we stand up in an emotion, or we keep a long time in the mood. Yes. Why I say this? Because the emotions are our predisposition to the action. The emotion. Motivate us to take action or limit us to take action. And even though we can do the things, but the results could be different. Yes. I mark resentment and resignation because they are one of the most harder emotion, the basic emotions that we can have, and both get involved all the other emotions that we can have. For example, resentment has the frustration, has the sadness, has the anger, yes? So something happened that put me out of the system or put me out of the comfort zone, and I don't know how to manage this. I have my family business in order, and with this, or I think that I have my family business in order, but now I find that I don't have a liquid, I don't have cash, I have my financial things in disorder, so I have a resentment with the COVID-19 because we didn't need to happen this, no? This to happen. Resignation is, we can't do anything with this. It's a fact that happened and we couldn't manage this. Or someone knows about this event, this probability, and nobody says us about this. So it's just to tell you and to ask you to register in which emotion, in what emotion are you now? In what emotion are you thinking the present and the future? Because from this emotion, you are going to operate, yes? And you are going to coordinate with others. And you are going to have a little world of possibilities for your business and for your profession or whatever, in this case, for the family business, or you are going to have a huge world of possibilities. So it's nice and it's a good exercise to register your own emotions, your own emotional words and moods, and the emotional world of the members of the family, of the shareholders, of the stakeholders, of the clients, of the context, because the emotions are more contagious than the COVID, yes? You can see the faces of the people and you can see immediately in which emotion are they. I was playing with my own faces now a little more about myself and how my emotions can be in conflict with the other people or how can build a conflict. For the family business, that all these emotions are in the same time in the family, in the business, and in the ownership circle, yes, and it's dynamic, because it can change every day, depending of what happened outside or what happened with a member inside the family business. So to know our own emotions and now the emotion of each member of the family and open the conversations that are aside and beside this emotion is the first way to manage them and not to be controlled by the emotions. The conflicts now could be higher if more members are getting involved in the solution of this problem, no? And what we want to do is that the people can talk about this problem with the adequate emotion. The emotional world is depending to about the clarity of the situation, the certainty, the commitment that each member have with the family business, the strategies, the structure, the system, and the skill that we can find inside the family business, and the culture in inside. The culture as ration, but the culture of the family business too. Not all the cultures around the world show, register, and manage the emotional world in the same world, in the same way, yes? So we need to respect this. But we need to know that some cultures have a special mood, and another have another mood. So we need to coordinate this. If we understand that the emotions came, the emotion come, better said, from a thought that we have, we can redesign this thought and we can manage the emotion. We are not the emotion, we have the emotion. And this is a first difference to do, yes? We are not a fear. We have fear because we our brain need to be in a survival way, in a survival mode, yes? In the family business is too important to know the emotional world because the neurological science say that we take the decisions almost the 80% of our decisions are from the emotions, from the emotional situation, yes? So we need to, as we say here, we need to count till 10 before we take a decision. Before we are taking bad emotion in the decision, or if we can manage this. I mean, if we have to take a decision now, we need to know that the decision we take today is going to have consequences in the future, yes? So maybe we can take a decision for survive now, but it's not aligned with our vision, with our mission, and with the future we need. And this is the time to do all together as family the best decision makers, the best decision takers, yes? So I like to work with my clients reinterpreting the doing another point of view of the words and of the moods and of the emotions, and I create this that you can remember, and it's fair. I say focus your emotion on actions for results, yes? No limit with your fear. Do the things against or even with fear. And faith, do the things with faith. Face adversity with integrity, trust, and harmony. Maybe this could help you to face the situation from another point of view, because the emotion is one of the first things that affect and impact their results. Yes, we can plan the best strategical planning, the best figure we have in our head, but if we do that from a negative emotion, we are going to find obstacles, more obstacles that we thought, yes, and we are going to be prepared in another way that if we have positive thoughts. So remember that we are not what we achieve. We are not just, I'm going to add, yes? We are not what we just achieve, but we are what we overcome. And this is the time to overcome all the things that we have and all the things that we are going through. So looking this, having a look to this thing, what we are going to do now, what is the next step? Depending on the size of the family business, the structure, not all the family business has these three circles that I showed you today earlier. Some of the family business has all these in few people, in few members, even if they are a small family business, they are in two or three people in the founder, if they are in the first generation, and they have all the three circles overlapped, yes? So maybe this is the moment, depending on the size, the situation, and the structure of the family business, to find another ways to do the things in collaboration, for example, with peers that have the same pain, that they are not competitors. They are competitors if they look like this, if they think each other like this. But this is the time to work all together, to think the system in different ways. I have been working in 20 years with peers, with groups of peers of family firms, farmers especially. This was a huge opportunity to enrich one each other and to help one each other to have the successful business. And they exchange a lot about their problems, about how they could resolve the things. So like masterminds, today they call masterminds, but to work together as peers could be a nice way to face this situation. One by one, they can add this piece of the great puzzle that we are all involved, get involved in, involved. So we can think, we can redesign our thinking, doing more connected connection with our neuronal system, helping one each other. And inside the family business, I told about the system too. And when I say that, I was thinking obviously too of the politicians, of the marketing, of the economy that locally, regionally, and by countries, and as world too, we need to do. It's a system crisis, and we need to resolve the things in collaboration all together. Is the solution for this? I don't know what are the strategies exactly, because I think that nobody knows, but it's the way to work together, yes? This is the time to do the best game in the chess. Maybe the founder do this alone or with some of their assistants or the directory board, in the case of the large family business, or their consultants. But now is the moment to give and express, to have an express learning for the next generation, from the founders and the first generation, in the ways they play the chess. Yes, it's the perfect storm, I could say, no, because the event we are passing through, but yes, because the opportunity to see how we manage our business in this big storm. how good we are as pilot or as a sailor or captain of our crews and our ship in the middle of this big storm, yes? And this is the time where the new generations could learn in express time, I say, all the things that we need to do for manage the business. Even this is a mutual learning time because the founders haven't this background experience neither, yes? So we can think together with our the tactic and strategies, and this was one of the topic I want to talk today, that is tactic or strategical times, both, because we need to talk and we need to think about this moment, the context moment, the present moment, just to survive, just to resolve what are we going to do with our employees, with our financial issues, with our way to manage this. I have the doubt about how many founders were affected and passed away with this COVID-19. I don't know how many family business needed to take the charge of the family business suddenly, maybe with no preparation to do that, or maybe yes, I don't know, but should be fine and should be good to have this amount, yes, because it's an acceleration of the succession planning that maybe they didn't do before. They didn't do as process. And we know that the succession planning take between 10 and 15 years to do a good succession planning, not just from the leadership, but from the succession of the business and the ownership too, yes? So this is the reason why it takes so long to do that. It's not just the succession for the founder. So maybe this is the time where I am multi-orchestra men operating and playing the business in some cases, yes? Not all the family business has the first generation even managing the business, but we have a lot of, especially in Africa, I know that you have a high percentage of the family business in the first generation. Maybe globally, we have another percentage. I don't want now to talk about the percentage because I know that you have a lot of information and I don't want to intoxicate you with this sort of numbers and percentage. But I like to go more to the future and how to face this future. So now and after that, yes, in the present, at the present and after this event, we need to go inside and outside the family business system and negotiate on how we are going to go ahead. I think that the conflicts in the family business and maybe the things that doesn't go well are because not about the what for or the what that are the mission, the vision, yes, but are about the how we are going to do that. It's like we know that we need to wash the dishes, but how we wash the dishes? There is a lot of ways to wash the dishes, and all of them maybe are right, yes? Simply, we have different ways to do that. So maybe open the conversations about how we are going to do that. When I say how, I'm talking about strategies. I'm talking about the ways we are going through to have the results, yes? When I say action plan, the actions planning, we are talking about when, who, where, with which resource, and for what, yes? And with how many amount of resources and in different times. So this is the moment to think another way, another order to do the things, maybe to change some paradigms that we did. This is innovation. This is the innovation is not just the technical things, the technological things, or the markets, or whatever. I did a survey some month ago about innovation, and is a lot of people talk about the way of communication, of the way to think the business, or just the daily things that they could change. And today, I think that we are innovating a lot in the family business without thinking this, yes? Just doing because we need to survive. There are a lot of firms that could continue to operate this time, but they need to change the way, for example, they deliver their products. Or, for example, we have the example of Zara or different firms, globally firms, that they began to do another product because their responsibility for the society as corporation, yes? Their corporation society responsibility. And this is a strategical point too. This is a strategical decision and is a way to have a financial cash in an equilibrium, yes? So my proposal that I work with all my clients and do the difference and make the difference is to face the situations, and this changed the emotional world. I can ensure this because I have a test this to work not just with the SWOT from today or we have till today. We need to work and we need to stand up in the future SWOT, and you need to live and begin to be this future sort. This is the key for redesign the systems. I help people to redesign themselves as person or as business to the different members of the family business or to the family business in themselves, yes? And I can talk about this because I had my own redesign process for a health situation 11 years ago that I can tell you my storytelling, but it's not the time now. So I can ensure that this test, yes? And when you begin to operate from the future SWOT, you unclose, you make close the gap between today and the future, yes? And you begin to see and to find a lot of possibilities that you never could imagine if you were standing up in your diagnostic and present situation. So, when you can stand up in your future SWOT, you can draw, you can imagine, you can figure out of the scenarios, of all the scenarios that you can find. Yes, you can, is to play to the anticipation that maybe we haven't for this event, no? So is to play to what if? What if we have the best scenario that we can have? What if we have a middle, yes, a scene or a scenario? And what if we have the worst scenario? Does our mission, our vision support the worst one? This is what in the strategical plan they say, that the vision should support and should survive all the scenarios, even the worst one, yes? So if you stand up today from your future thought, you can redesign your family business and you can manage your emotion and your emotional world. And even you can prepare with the teams you need or the professionalization you need for this future or the alliances, the networking, the different ways you need to take this situation and face this situation. Today we are seeing a lot of things that we never did before. Even these sort of things that all the consultants, all the researchers, all the family business are sharing their thoughts, their concerns, all together are looking for different solutions, is an excellent time to take profit of this. You have the best speakers and experts of all around the world helping with their point of view to look for a solution. And for us, it's an special time too, because we need to redesign resources and things to help you to have the best result and the best future you can have. Even if you need to close your business, I wish you don't, you don't need it. But if you does, if you do that, that you can do with harmony, with integrity, with dignity, and with happiness too. I have some experiences in farmers, with farmers, that in a huge crisis here, need to close a part of their business, yes? They need to change, for example, from a dairy farm to an agriculture farm. And in this sort of business, there is an emotional property, there is an emotional ownership with the land and with the animals, because they share a lot of years and they go generation by generation, yes, but and they share this. So sometimes it's hard to take this decision, but with the the time, with the years, they realized that was the best decision they could take. So don't fear to take this sort of decision if it is the best for the family and for the ownership system. If we can survive the three system all together, it's wonderful, it's awesome, yes? But we need to be flexible to go ahead and to find the best solution. I say that we need resilience, and this is the best skill. Sorry by the mistake in the slide, but this is the best skill family business need to have and may have for this moment, individually as a system. So the D-Day is not just a day, it's a way we need to go through. I'm just, the last slide, that is, this is the moment to redesign a new order and to write the best story legacy you can give to the new generation. So if you go out this event alive, we can see and we can say that what a great year. So I like to give a positive message. So happy new you, yes, because we are going to redesign each other, each one of us. Your family's legacy, this is the time to write together the best storytelling you can give to the future generations. So just close this, I have a gift for you, that is, if you want to apply to work deeply for your family business, your roadmap about this, or work about your emotional world you are having now, I offer for some of you, because the available time, a one-to-one free session with me online, so you can apply on this. And I invite you, you are going to have the PDF, so you are going all invited for participate in these things that I'm creating for help you to resolve different things and to have different view of all around the world of experts or of members of family business too. So thank you so much for your time. Thank you, Cici and Nike, for the invitation. I am going to just stop share to having the time of questions and answers, if there is some.
Thank you so much, Silvana, for that presentation. It was a really good presentation, well thought of and put together. Thank you, we appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
I think we've only got time for two questions. I'll ask one and Nike will ask the other. We've got some in our inbox here. The first one is, how do you deal with others that have poor emotional regulation? For instance, other family members in family business?
Oh, I have some experience of this sort of issues, no? Where you have people that control you with their emotions and you are catched by them. First, the thing that I can say is you need to work with the impact that the emotion of this person do in you, yes? You can change the emotion of the other, but you can work inside you on how to manage the emotion of the context or of another member and go deep to the thought that you have about this. For example, I have some woman or, yes, a lot of clients are women, women members, and sometimes they have problem with the leader that is her brother, yes? And she thinks that he has an awful emotion, an awful mood, and that it limits her to do things because they are always in conflict. They can't go to a conversation because the ego doesn't help them, yes? And I think that a lot of emotion and a lot of conflicts can come from a war of space, for love, for powerful, for be important to the family and to be recognized by the family. So a lot of emotion have a deep matter, no? That is not just, oh, I'm angry with this because he didn't involve me in the business. I think that the thing that is need in the family businesses to have more conversation, not just about the business, it's just about person to person. It's about the relations that we have one with other. Yes, I don't know if I pass, if I go through the slide that has the tenses, but one of these, yes, I think that I pass fast. But well, you are going to have the PDF. But one of the things is to be coherent in the communication, is to converse, is to have the conversation, is to talk and to speak with the other, with the, I say, with the open heart. I usually do this with the family members, is out of the ego, out of the vulnerability that we don't have, we don't want to have, open this, because the vulnerability and be free to say what I think, yes, what I'm feeling, but not to hurt the other. It's just to have my moment to say, this hurt me, this limit me, yes? It's a huge topic and a huge thing to work on. But well, I wait that the answer is what you expect, or you can write me and or you can apply for the session and we can talk about this if you need, the person that did the question.
Okay, awesome. And the last question says, you mentioned the importance of peer groups. What would you recommend to a family business leader or member that has difficulty trusting others and opening up the group setting?
Can you repeat the first word? Because I have now some problem here when you Yes.
I said you mentioned the importance of peer groups.
Oh, yes, peer groups, yes.
What would you recommend to a family business leader or family business member that has difficulty trusting others and opening up?
Oh, yes. This is the first limit. No to trust in the others, yes? Because, and we have, I was regional coordinator of six groups that it was more or less an amount of 60 enterprises. When we built the new group, the new members has this less of trust, yes? But I think that the first thing is to ensure that is confidential work just for the members of the peers group. It's unethical too, ethical issue too, no? You know that if you are in a group of peers, you are not going to take profit of the info that the other one is saying to you, is sharing with you. This is one of the rule of the group, is to generate and to build the trust. You need to build the trust one each other. If you don't know the other member, the other peer, obviously you are not to trust in this. But the trust is one of our value and is one of our emotions too. So if you are not sure of trust of this sort of groups, maybe you can check what do you expect about the others and what do you expect about trust. Because maybe you have experiences of your background that the people did something that broke your trust. And not because the past, you are going to have the same things in the future. And you have different levels of trust. You can be prudence, you can be blind trust, you have innocence or blind trust, you could be trust or you can be untrust. So you have all these, and the trust has three legs. That one is the sincerity. Yes, we are in coherence of what we think, what we do, and what we are, and what we talk about. And the other is the competitiveness, yes, and the background of this person that can show me that I can trust in them. And the other is to have the opportunity to trust, because the trust is just an interpretation of a result or of an action and with a result, yes? So the same for the other question and answer. If you need to talk about this, because it's a point where you need to work, just apply to the session, and it was a pleasure. It will be a pleasure for me to talk about you and your situation.
Thank you so much, Silvana. Thank you for sharing with us this afternoon. I think everybody, you've heard it from the lady herself. If you'd like to talk further on any other questions you may have for her, please feel free to contact her. Her contact details are in the slide that we will be sharing after this, and also they are in the replay of this video. And if you are failing to get hold of her, you can just reach out to us and we'll also put you in contact with her. Thank you once again, and looking forward to engaging with you in future.
Thank you so much, and good luck, the best for you and the next speakers. And you know, I'm here to go together with you and with all the family business industry. We are doing a lot of things with other consultants and speakers, and I think that is the way. The world needs to work more together, no matter the cultures. I love to work with the different cultures. It's a passion for me to know different people. I have now in Pakistan and in Poland and different places, new conferences, and really it's a pleasure to contribute.
Thank you.
So make me emotional. Thank you so much, and ladies and people, audience, it was a pleasure for me. Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
Thank you.